Algorithms can do so much more than control social media feeds. In fact, they have the power to save lives and improve our health. At the Weizmann Institute, Professor Yonina Eldar has pioneered innovative algorithms that optimize MRI scans and make ultrasound devices more portable, affordable, and accessible. Professor Eldar's lab develops AI tools that can pave the way to new technologies that can see, hear, and communicate beyond existing limits. Learn more at celebratinggreatminds.org.
Okay, let's get this cavity filled.
Doctor, I think your tank is leaking laughing gas.
Gas? Did you hear you can save on gas at BJ's Wholesale Club?
Wait, you can save on gas at BJ's?
Yeah, members save on everyday low gas prices.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nope, these savings are no joke.
BJ's, absurdly simple savings. Shop today. Not a member? Go to bjs.com/simple savings.
So this is our last talk about Christmas, since we've been talking about Christmas every episode going into this is the holiday season, by the way. I pose a question to Marco for you, or for everybody. So is Christmas, when it comes to gifts, is it more about the children or more about the adults? So adults really care about getting as much gifts as possible, or is it just more like, all right, let me get this toys and other gifts for the children first. And you know what? For adults, let me get these gift cards and all these other stuff, this date stuff out the way. And so is it more physical when it comes to presents for children, or more for adults, or is it all equal? What's your thoughts on that?
Overall, I definitely say kids, but I think it also depends on the age of the person and what part of life they're in. If you're a parent, it's definitely about the kids. If you're not a parent and you just have a significant other, it's about getting the best gifts that you can give and hoping that it's reciprocated. That's what my thought is.
Okay.
What do you think?
My thought is, obviously, you pointed that for the kids. You pointed that for the kids, and it's mostly for the kids to make sure their joy is good. Because I feel like as adults, we get stuff throughout the year. So when it comes to December 25th, it's like, I'll get that shit later, or I already got it, so I'm not really worried about it. When it comes to your significant other, when they tell you that they don't want a gift, do you believe them?
I still buy something anyway.
Okay. I've been working on that too. I don't want to, I guess I'm better off buying something because I don't want to get cursed out for not getting anything. I'd rather get cursed out for getting something. And, she telling me, oh, you know, you didn't have to give me anything. And you know, for Christmas to come, and I didn't get you nothing because I said what you wanted me to do. And so I guess you do get caught up with that. So gift giving, give gifts, people.
Kick City.
All right, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Kick City. This is episode 85. Number 85. That's a lot of episodes. Holiday season is among us. This is going to be our last episode of 2022 before we get into the new year in 2023. So, this is going to be our finale for the year. So you know what that means. It's top 10 list this episode. But before we get into that, we'll just jump into how everybody's week is going. Goodness, I can't talk here. So Blaze, how's your week going, man?
My week's been going good, boss man. Finishing up finals for the kids, the high schoolers, and we are going to take a 2-week sabbatical that everybody is going to enjoy, especially the teachers, because these kids that drive you crazy. We the love-hate relationship when it comes to teaching and relationships with students. So hate to see them leave, but they got to get the hell up out of there. And I do too.
Man, I wish that I had a sabbatical from work as well. But that doesn't happen in the retail world. So I won't get a break. holiday season means that people are about to start panic buying because people that haven't bought gifts are about to just be buying anything that they can get their hands on, especially if it's cheap.
Yeah.
So for those people that are out there buying TVs, don't buy a cheap TV. Just give them a gift card. Just do that. Mm-hmm. Let them spend the money as they see fit. But anyway, I'll step off my soapbox as a salesman there. We're going to jump straight into the show this week. So we're not going to talk about, you know, our regular pickups that we would normally have. We're actually going to jump into my pickups for 2022. Because if y'all remember at the beginning of 2022, I said that I was going to stick to one sneaker a month. I did say this. I held up for a little bit. I didn't really successfully do that, but I did hold up for a little bit there. So bear with me here and I will pull up my list and we'll just jump into this. So we'll start with January. First sneaker that I picked up this year was the Jordan 13 Court Purples via Sneakers app. So that was my first pickup of the year. I really liked that sneaker. It was supposed to come out December of 2021, got pushed to January of 2022. So it was still holding the old price tag of $190. So I grabbed it. Looked like the old Mike Bibby PE that he had in a low. So I was digging them. Moving on to February, I picked up the Jordan 6 UNC via Shock Drop on the Sneakers app. I remember February was a very hectic month because Rick and Morty's were coming out. Playoffs were originally supposed to come out and they got pushed. UNC's were coming out. And you had LeBron Big Bangs were coming out too around that time. So February was kind of hectic. You kind of had to pick and choose what you were going to get. So I grabbed a Jordan 6 UNC via Sneakers in February. Moving into March, this is where I started kind of falling off the wagon here. With holding true to my morals and everything as far as sneaker buying. Purchased a Jordan 1 Rebellionaire off of GOAT, which I egregiously overpaid for, as you guys have heard me talk about since buying those sneakers. And I am still regretting that purchase of paying what I paid for them. I love the sneaker, just shouldn't have paid what I paid for them. So lesson learned, if something is too hyped at the moment, you might want to just wait and see what happens. But I thought it was going to be a super limited sneaker. Ended up not being as limited as I thought. Bought them off a GOAT a little bit too early. Okay, so jumping into April. First pickup was the Jordan 13 Brave Blue. Grabbed those off of Sneakers. It was the mid version of the classic low-cut Brave Blues. So was digging them. I was like, if you like Jordan 13 Flints, this is basically the black version of them. So people that didn't like them, I don't know why you didn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
Next pickup was the Jordan 1 Silver Japan Tokyos, plus $160. I got via trade off of Trade Block, traded my Jordan 11 Cool Grays for those. So got the Jordan 1 Tokyos plus $160. For my Jordan 11. So I thought that was a come up because Jordan 11s, I paid what, $225 for,
mm-hmm.
got $160 cash plus another sneaker. Then we also, in the month of April, got the Jordan 5 Racer Blue, which I eventually sold for $250, traded them for my used Nike Adapt BB2s in the Lakers colorway. Reason I traded those BB2s, because y'all remember me being super excited about those when I very first got them too, for people that are faithful listeners of the show. They were just too small. Adapts, you need to get at least a half size up because they run small. All right. So May, jumping into my birthday month. This is when things really, really got crazy. So first thing I picked up was the Nike Dunk Low Cider off of Sneakers app. Followed that up with a trade, got the LeBron 9 Big Bang, which we will talk about a little bit more later.
Yes.
Via trade for the Jordan 6 UNCs. So a lot of people might not like that trade, but that's what I did. Then I turned around and did another traded for the Jordan 6 UNCs back and gave up the Jordan 13 single stays that were used. So once again, gave up a used sneaker, got a new sneaker. Next pickup was the Jordan 1 Gore-Tex in like that wheat colorway. I don't remember the exact name of that color, but I got those off of GOAT for a little bit under retail because retail price was $200. I got them for $193. Also picked up the LD Waffle Sakai Clot for $130 from Soul Steals, which was a really good price on those. And then got into another trade here, which was supposed to have been my first Yeezy sneaker that I got, right? So I got the Yeezy Boost 700 Bright Blue, and I traded the Nike Dunk Low Siders, the Jordan 1 Tokyo Japans, the Silvers, and $15 for the Yeezy 700 Bright Blues. Now, that's a pretty hefty trade looking back yes. on it. But I guess God must have thought that that was a hefty trade too, because then that trade was canceled. So everything got rescinded. Got the Siders back, got the Tokyos back, got my $15 back. Mainly because the person that was supposed to be sending me the Bright Blues never sent them in the trade block. So they just rescinded the trade and sent me back all my stuff. So getting into June, halfway through the year here, picked up the Nike Griffey Max 1 in the alternate colorway, which is basically the Seattle colorway, off the Nike app. Also picked up the LeBron 9 Lebron Palmers off the Nike app, and then made another trade. As you guys can see, I was heavy on trade block throughout the year. Picked up the Jordan 2 Union LA Gray Fogs via trade for the Jordan 6 UNC and Jordan 1 Tokyo Silver guys. No extra cash on that one, just traded those. Very happy with that pickup. And then I later on made a different decision. So we'll get into that here in a little bit too. Also picked up the Soulfly Jordan 1 Low, which was like that Animal Instinct type color. Cause I thought I was going to be able to wear them to the Kansas City People's Choice Awards, which hindsight is 2020. I could have easily worn those to the Kansas City Choice Awards, and it would have been no question about it.
No.
Picked them up off of GOAT for $155. And then also picked up the Converse Undefeated Chuck Taylor. Chuck Taylor 70 mid for $50 off of Soul Steals. That was one of those mystery box pickups that I thought was going to be something dope. I thought I was going to get like a Union or something for a steal, and it ended up I got a brick. This is what I got. So beware of mystery boxes. That's all I'll say on that. Moving into July, picked up the Jordan 5 Clot Low plus $23 and traded away the LeBron Palmer 9s. All right, and then the next one was a big one. That was the Yeezy Boost 700 in the high-res red, plus $20. And I traded away the Siders and the Union Gray Fogs, which that was a hard trade. It was a very hard trade to make, but I really wanted those Yeezy 700s. Hindsight is 2020. Looking back on that, I probably shouldn't have made that trade, but it is. And then now that we're in July, I find out that we can't wear sneakers to the awards show. So I sold the Soulflies back to GOAT for the same amount that I paid for them. So I took a minor loss in fees, but you know, it wasn't that bad. The month of August, didn't buy anything, nothing in the month of August. September, I was really good. Jordan 6, Georgetown, Nike app. That's all I got in the month of September. So I was kind of cooling it down in August and September. Then October rolls around. picked up the Nike Dunk High Lakers colorway via the Nike app. Picked up the Jordan 3 Fire Red when they restocked off of the Nike app. And then I ended up selling the Jordan 5 Clot Lows and a used pair of the Jordan 18 Toros. So picked up about $445 in cash and selling those two sneakers. So a little come up there. And then the month of November, pretty recent here, got the Jordan 11 Cherry via sneakers. Shout out to my brother on the assist there, because he's the one that was able to grab them for me. And returning the Nike Dunk High Lakers, because then I turned around and picked up the DJ Khaled Jordan 5, We the Best Crimson Bliss off the Nike app as well, which I was shocked that those sat. And then in December, most recently, my good brother here, Blaze, just gifted me with a pair of Union LA Gray Fogs. He corrected my mistake from earlier in the year and gifted me with those sneakers for Christmas. So I appreciate you, man.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that pretty much concludes my sneakers for the year. It was a wild ride of sneakers and trays and selling and just different stuff there. I don't think I quite did 12. I think I did a little bit over 12 and probably at like 15 or 16 on a year. But, you know, for a goal of only 12 and to only have done like 15 or 16, that's pretty good, I think. What do you think, man?
I think it is good. I think it's good to have that certain amount, that key amount, and strive for it. And if you go a little bit over it, good for you. Instead of being reckless like me and just like, I'm going to try to get, you know, all I can get. I can't really set a number for me. I guess if I would set a number for a year for me, I think it would be between 15 to 20 pairs of sneakers. That's with trading, selling, doing all this type of stuff, giving away. I guess I can give you a number of 20 a year for me, but you know, that may skyrocket or that may go down depending on the year. But I would say overall, that's good, man. 15 to 16, and you were striving for 12. That's pretty good. That is definitely not my number at all. And so I don't know. I really don't. Probably next year, I'll get into that, keeping up with that more. Just with you talking about what I traded, what I get, what, you know, what I did, what I did not do, what I bought. I'm not giving a set number. I'm not going to set that New Year's resolution goal for me. I'm not going to do that for 2023. Not during that year, but maybe one of them years I'm going to have to settle with that just because of just expenses and kids getting older and all that. But enough talking about me. When it comes to you, at the end of the day, I thought it was a good year to have about 15 pairs of sneakers that you're just keeping with you. And it's pretty good. And so just side note, don't go telling everybody about my pockets, you know, at the end. Don't do that. That story. Nah, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, it was good. So yeah, good for you and the numbers and good list. You know, I'm big on lists. So I thought it was good for you to calculate and get that all down. And so you might as well give it to the people at the end of the year. So shout out to you with all that. And so, yeah, Christmas time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So moving forward, I guess we'll jump into our first of three top lists for the end of the year here. So Blaze, I'm going to throw it over to you for your top 10 on the year here, sir.
Absolutely. So my top 10 sneakers of the year that I looked at, I thought about, I talked to people about, what is your thought process of the top 10 sneakers? And then obviously I came up with my list. And so the Blaze's top 10 list, I'm going to start with the bottom with 10. The Rick and Morty Puma MBs 0.01. They were red, bright red, bright green, dope sneaker. I saw a lot of kids hooping with them in the summer. I can't imagine paying resale and then hooping in them, but I'm not at that stage of my life anymore. So I'm not going to knock the kids that do it, man. Go out and hoop. I heard the sneakers comfortable. And for Puma, shout out to Melo Ball. Even though his team is trash, the Hornets are god awful. The Rick and Morty's are, they're relevant. And so if you want to relate to the youth, why not have a pair of those? So number 10, Rick and Morty Pumas, Mellows. Number 9, the Jordan 4 Purple Canyon. I love this sneaker. It came in the women's, it came in like women's shoe sizes or women's sizes. Purple, black, that little green. What popped about it is that hairy purple that I would like to get my hands on. I still want to get my hands on that sneaker. And so Jordan 4, you can't go wrong with that. You can't walk around them all day in them, but you can't go wrong with a Jordan 4 at all. So hopefully they were good. And I think I need like a size 15 and a half. And so Yacht Gang over here for the extended sizes. Number 8, the Jordan 1 Low Voodoos. The Zions, those are crazy. Those are crazy. The colorway on them is crazy. The backwards Jordan sign on the back of it. Everything about it, brown, green, white. It gave that New Orleans type vibes, and the colorway is crazy. People are huge fans of Jordan 1 Lows. And so if you get something different with that, anything, I figure that anything inverted, anything that's different catches the eye. And so people are clamoring for those. Those are still on my list to get in 2023. Number 7, the DJ Khaled 5, the Crimson Bliss, the peaches, the salmon, right? Not salmon, salmon. That will grow with that, the colorway. It's a sleeper. It's a sleeper, and it's crazy how much that is going to be a sleeper, especially when we enter the spring and summer, to put those on and to rock those out. And those are definitely some head turners. And so everything about it is dope. I don't know if people just, you know, I don't know why they weren't feeling them. Maybe because there were other colorways that you can get, even though two of them were family and friends colorways. And the other one had like, the other one was just in like different shops, the white and purple, I believe. But these ones that were for general purposes, goodness gracious, grab a pair. And if you did grab a pair, good for you. And if you didn't, and if you wanted, shame on you, because that price is going to go up, you know. So don't believe in us. God will tell you here in a couple of months. Number 6, very sentimental, the Nike Dunk Low Jackie Robinson's, white, royal blue that pops and a little bit of black in there. Just tells the history of Jackie Robinson. All that Jackie Robinson was about, the accolades, the stats, and just a good.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A good black for the culture sneaker, in my opinion. And so I know how black people feel about baseball, but Jackie Robinson essentially opened the door for minors to get into the major leagues. And so it opened the door for minorities to get into leagues. And so it started a glorious revolution that we still are a part of even to today. So the Nike Dunk Low Jackie Robinson's for number 6. Number 5, the Jordan 3 Fire Reds. Enough said with that. Jordan wore them. Jordan was killing in them. OG had to have them. Dope colorway. Nike Air on the ass. What more can you like? Fire red that pops. White red. Nike Air. Duh. Muto buela. So number 4, the Jordan 12 playoffs. Once again, an OG that Jordan wore. Jordan wore this, did his thing. If you're a 12s fan, you had to cop these. The black and the white on the mud guard, you had to have them. And so everything about that sneaker is a essence of what basketball and being a Jordan fan is all about. And so number 4, Jordan 12 playoffs. Number 3, it's controversial, and we'll probably get into more of a controversy with that. The LeBron 9 Big Bang All-Stars. They came out, All-Star break, dope sneaker. I still, when I do wear them, I still get the head turners that pop. Not a lot of people that I know have these. A bulky sneaker, don't care if it's bulky. It just pops. It's great. Something about that colorway is just fantastic from the Big Bang. And so I wish they would come out more through with that year with the All-Star package with the KDs and the Kobes, but beggars can't be choosers. So get what you can with the LeBron 9 Big Bangs. And so if you're, once again, if you're a LeBron fan, if you're going to get LeBron, these 9s will work out perfectly for you. Number two for me is the Jordan Lost and Founds that came out a couple weeks ago. Everything about that sneaker's dope. I love what they're doing with them. Reimagine. We talked about that last episode. Everything from the box to the sneaker, the cracklings on the sneaker, the white and the red, the black in them. It's a Jordan 1. It's a Jordan 1, Lost and Founds. I don't want to get too far in the weeds with that. If you can grab them for a good price, do it. The prices are going up. Hopefully they restock so I can get me another pair. I don't usually double up on a lot of pairs, but this will be a pair I would double up with just to have, just to keep, because you never know when they're going to come out with this Chicago colorway again. So take advantage of the time that you're here. And number one, sentimental to me, just because Kobe, what his love was about, especially with his daughters. If you have a daughter, look like Mark and I, you would people would understand more into that. And so to give his daughter, or for Nike or whoever brought this out, to give the give Kobe's daughter some love with this, I love it. The Kobe 6 Protro Mambacita. Dope sneaker. I had this sneaker hit on a random Sunday when they came out. Crazy how that happens. And so it's a sneaker that I'll probably, you know, when I get my sneaker shrine in my room that I want, hopefully coming in a couple of years or so, this will be a sneaker that I prop up for everybody to walk in and see. It's a black and white sneaker, Mamacita celebrating his daughter's 16th birthday, to be exact. And so very sentimental. If you're a Kobe fan and just what Kobe stood for and just giving love to his daughter. And so not only was Kobe a good / Hall of Fame basketball player, but to me, it felt like he was a great father. And so obviously damn shame to see him go, and his daughter and the people that died in that car crash. So sentimental value for me. I had to put this at the top of my list. So Kobe 6 Protro Mamacitas, dope sneaker, great history and thought process behind it, and a sentimental value. Once again, we're not just in it just to grab sneakers per se. These sneakers have a story behind it, and that is what it's all about. And so when you walk into my room and see my sneakers, I've got a story for damn near all of them. And so that story with this sneaker is sentimental, like I said, to the heart. I feel like I'm saying sentimental to the heart. I'm going through this emotional thought views in my life, so I'm not going to cry and tear up right now. So number one, Kobe 6 Protro Mamacita. So number 10, Rick and Morty Pumas. Number 9, Jordan 4 Purple Canyon. Number 8, Jordan 1 Voodoo Lows. Number 7, Khaled 5s, God did. Number 6, Jackie Robinson, Dunk Lows, Fire Reds, 3s for number 5, Playoff 12s for number 4, the Big Bangs for number 9, Jordan 1, Lost and Found, number 2, and number 1, the Kobe 6 Protro Mamacitas. That is Blaze's list, top 10 for the year that I enjoyed, and tough list to go about, but blessed to be here at the end of the year to give you viewers and listeners my sneaker list. And so we're going to swap it over to Boss Man. Well, Boss Man, what do you think about this list? Let me get into that.
The list is fire because, I mean, we got a lot of the same stuff, but in different order. I was just looking at this. You got six out of 10 on your list. You actually have 6 out of 10 on those. Your whole top 5, I think you have, right?
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. And then the top 5 I do have in the.
And then you got DJ number 7, right?
Yeah. I got the Khaled 5s. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. I think you got more on your list than what I have on my list. But we'll see here in just a second.
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah. So transitioning into my list here, we'll give you what I got. So, you know, a little bit of the same here and a little bit different. But number 10, just like Blaze, I got the Rick and Morty Puma NB01. I mean, for a Puma sneaker to cause the ruckus that this sneaker did, it has to be on a top 10 list. Whether you think so or not, it has to be on a top 10 list. Never have we seen a Puma sneaker cause as much ruckus as this Puma caused. Because I remember it crashed a Puma website when it came out.
Yep.
It crashed a Puma website because nobody could get them. They came out on the same day as the Big Bangs.
Mm.
And it crashed a Puma website when they came out. So that tells you the amount of traffic that was going towards Puma's website when these came out. But yeah, fire sneaker. You know, some people don't like them. Some people do. I thought that they were fire, and so does Blaze. Number nine for me is the DJ Khaled Jordan 5 Crimson Bliss, the We the Best. Once again, don't understand why people slap on these. When these set a couple weeks ago, I was shocked. I was utterly shocked at these set. So I went ahead and grabbed a pair. I'm going to save them for the spring because, you know, the colors that they are, it's no need to wear them during the winter. They'll just get messed up. But fire sneaker. Number eight, and this is going to surprise some people here, but it's the Kasena Air Max 1 Wong Ang Orange. So they had two different colorways. They basically had a gray one, and then they had like this burgundy, like, and turquoise and orange colorway. This is that orange colorway. I thought that they were fire. They're not going for a whole lot on the resale market, I don't think. But, I mean, it might be something that I try and grab early 2023. Next sneaker on my list, number seven, is the Nike Dunk Low SB Bart Simpson. Now, these were kind of a weird release. They shock dropped on Sneakers app, and that was the only release that I saw. I think they went to skate shops, and that was really it. They never, you know, gave us a restock on them. They never actually hit the Nike app. They didn't hit a traditional sneakers release. They shock dropped one day, and if you weren't on the shock drop, you missed out. So that was kind of a release that I was just like, man, they fumbled this release. But, you know, it is what it is. Nike Dunk Low SB Bart Simpson. Number six is a recent release. It's the Jordan 11 Cherries. Jordan 11s are one of my favorite silhouettes. Had to put them on here. Wanted the Cherries since they were a low. Wanted them all the way back when they originally came out. I think the original Cherry Lows came out, what was that, 01?
01. Yeah, 102. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was like 01 because you had the UNC Lows as well. And you had the snakeskin lows at the time that came out. And the cherry 11 lows were always a fire sneaker to me. So when they came out with them in the highs, I said, I got to have them. Got to. Without question. Number five, Jordan 12 playoffs. What more can you say? Jordan hit a game winner in these against Utah. Still remember that from 97, sitting there watching the finals with my dad. Fire sneaker. Like Blaze said, if you're a 12s fan, you need these. I don't actually have them currently, but that is a plan to get them early 2023. So, Jordan 12 playoffs is number five. Number four, LeBron 9 Big Bang. Once again, another sneaker that I think not enough people appreciated this year. You know, people are always saying how they love that era of Nike basketball sneakers. And then when these re-released, it was kind of like, nobody cared. And I don't know if it's just because people are prisoners of the moment and are always looking for the next release. And maybe that's what's happening with some of these sneakers, is that everybody's always looking to the next release or always looking for a collab, maybe. And maybe that's why these didn't get as much love as I thought they should have. Because I remember they restocked and they sat for a while. So I was kind of shocked by that. Number three. Union LA Jordan 2 Gray Fog. As you guys heard on my pickup list, I had them, traded them, got them back thanks to my co-host here. So appreciate you again on that, sir. Best release from Union LA in my opinion this year, because they had a lot of stuff that came out from Union. You had both of the twos, you had the dunks. Well, I guess you could almost say one of those dunks was slightly better, but that's a matter of opinion. And then they had the Cortezes, too, that not a whole lot of people really went after. So, but they did have a lot of sneakers that dropped from Union this year. Number two, Nike Dunk Low Jackie Robinson. Blaze already told you about the significance of these, you know, just a shoe for the culture. If you could grab them, you were lucky. Resale is awfully high right now. I think resale is like $450, yep, something crazy like that. For a sneaker that retails at like $120 to $130, that's crazy that it's almost 400% markup. So, you know, it is what it is. I'll probably never get those unless I just make some crazy trade one day. But yeah, definitely a dope sneaker. And number one for me is the Jordan 1 Lost and Found. I love how they reimagined the sneaker with the cracked leather, the detail on the box, the little receipt inside the box, the newspaper paper on the inside. It was just a dope release. So yeah, just to repeat what my top 10 was, we got number 10, Rick and Morty, Puma NBO 1. Number 9, DJ Khaled, Jordan 5, Crimson Bliss. Number 8, Cassina, Air Max 1, Wong Ang Orange. Number 7, Nike Dunk Low SB, Bart Simpson. Number 6, Jordan 11 Cherry. Number 5, Jordan 12 Playoffs. Number 4, LeBron 9, Big Bang. Number 3, Union LA, Jordan 2, Gray Fog. Number 3, Nike Dunk Low, Jackie Robinson. And number 1, Jordan 1, Lost and Found. So that's my list. Like I said, me and Blaze got a lot of the same things, but a little bit different order. So Blaze, for the things that are different, what you think here, man?
The Cassina Air Max 1s slipped my mind until you posted those. That is a dope sneaker, dope colorway. Those are just Air Max 1s are just dope. And so when people collab with them, it just makes things even better. I need those Bart Simpsons, man. Boss man, I need them Bart Simpsons, dog. Just straight up. Those are just that the colorway on them are crazy. You right when they fumble with the bag on the drop. These shock drops are killing me if there's not going to be a general release. Yeah, give me a draw. At least make me think there's a chance. And so I'm working. I'm working on these shock drops. You just can't be, I'm doing stuff. Okay. I'm teaching the youth. All right. Don't do that, Jordan brand or Nike brand or whoever brand. Don't do that. Can't go wrong with Jordan 11s ever. To me, ever. They can be on top list forever. I'm not going to argue with that. People were hating a little bit on these Cherry 11s. I don't see why. You know, it's the holiday season. People, you either want them or you don't, but absolutely put them on your list. It's just dope. The Jordan 2s, the Unions, the Gray Fogs, the colors on them are dope. People not a big fan of 2s, but if you're going to put the 2s in that way, it's dope. It's a lovely sneaker. So I could see why this could be on your list. And so especially for it not being an OG Jordan 2, for it to be a collab with the dope colorway, that light blue with that gray fog around it, the tint, I mean, it's an awesome sneaker. So I can't wait for you to have that back in your collection. It just makes me jealous and make me want to get a pair. Not too crazy because, yeah. But the things you have on here that are different from mine, I've got no complaints about them at all. I'm not going to argue with that at all. So anything from the Air Max 1s to the Cherry 11s to the Union 2s, dope. So fantastic list.
Yes, sir. So we'll jump into our collaborative top five here, because we only did a top five versus a top 10 as a duo here. So we'll just jump into that. You know what? I'll do 5 and 4. We'll let you do the top 3.
Awesome.
So number 5, Rick and Morty Puma NBO 1. Once again, like I said, even though this is at the bottom of both of our lists, we understand that. I know people are probably like, y'all both had them at number 10. How do y'all put these in the top 5? We understand that we had them at number 10, but for a Puma sneaker to shake up the world the way that this sneaker did, it has to be in your top 5. It has to.
Mm-hmm.
At least for us as a group, I should say. It has to be in the top 5. Now, if we had did a top 10, maybe it might have been a little bit lower. But since we narrowed this down to 5, it had to be there. It just shook up the world way too much. And number 4, Jordan 12 Playoffs. OG. We already talked about how significant this was. We seen Jordan hoop in them. He beat the Jazz for his fifth title in these, along with the flu games. So, you know, dope sneaker, Jordan 12 playoffs is number four. Blaze, we'll let you go ahead and round out the list here, sir.
Absolutely, Mayor. Number three, the Jackie Robinsons. We explained this before. Once again, a sneaker that is $120, $150, you could say, for it to skyrocket to $400 and $500. You understand the hype and the essence behind it and behind what Jackie Robinson did for baseball and for sports altogether. Number two, the LeBron 9 Big Bangs. I know that could be controversial too. What are you doing having this sneaker up here for that? But once again, when you give people what they want, people get excited about it. And so we were both excited about this sneaker and about what it meant when it came to Nike basketball. And so we had to put it up there in the top ranks at number two. So the Nike Big Bang, popping in your face, orange soda, Kenan and Kel like orange soda, okay? Number one, and, you know, obviously, Jordan 1 Lost and Founds. Hype sneaker, dope sneaker, everything about it from the box to the wrapping around it, paper wrapping to the receipt, to the shoestrings, everything about it, it signifies a sneakerhead. I'll just put it out there. So had to put that in number one. And so that is our top five, Kick City top five for 2022. And so, yeah, tell us what you guys think, either on whatever social media, your thoughts on either war. Argue with us, agree with us. We love to have either or. We still going to call you crazy at the end of the day, and we're not changing anything, but we appreciate the arguments or banners or to talk about it. And so Kick City, top five, 2022 for your head top.
Yes, sir. So that's going to round out our last show of 2022. We thank y'all for listening. Hope that y'all have a Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate in your culture, and have a Happy New Year, because we won't see y'all until 2023. And we'll have more All-Stars coming as Season 5 continues. We're just going to go ahead and round this out, let y'all know where y'all can find us. So you can find me personally at MBTheRemix on IG. You can find Kick City on IG at Kick_City913. And you can find us on Facebook at The Kick City Podcast on Facebook. Blaze, where can they find you?
They can find me on IG, LuckyLefty31. That's where you can find me on IG. You can also follow Kick City on the Twitter at @City_Kick. Once again, on Twitter, @City_Kick. That is where we'll be at. And so happy holidays to everybody as well. Whatever holidays you're spending, whatever holidays you're doing, make sure you're spending it with family and your loved ones. And we will be back with this season. Episode 85 has came to a wrap. And so we are striving to episode 100. That's my benchmark for next year. Next year or 2024 is to get to episode 100, just to let y'all know we real about this. So that is what we doing. But All-Star season is amongst us. And so everybody have a great and safe new year. Don't go shooting guns like crazy. Wyandotte County's finest over here to let y'all know that. So appreciate y'all tuning in with us.
Kick City. Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.